until Tom Brady scoreless in the second half.
Thoughts about that accomplishment?
It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Made some adjustments, and we came out and we fought. And that's what we do as a defense. And we made some mistakes and things we have to correct. But all in all, that was an all-out effort that second half.
Ryan, you guys have been so good in the second half. Is it the adjustments, is it conditioning, is it what has it been?
Both. Conditioning-wise, Josh has pushed us through the offseason and even, doing practices to push ourselves a little more, a little more running than I'm used to. But it is paying off in the fourth quarter because we have that extra oomph, to push through. And then it's just a no-quit attitude here that has been able to blossom and bloom.
How big was it to get some pressure on Brady in the second half? You guys seemed to blitz a little bit more and get him a little disruptive in what he was doing.
Well, you can't let any quarterback sit in the pocket and have his choice at the receivers. That coming out of halftime, we didn't have to say anything. I mean, the guys up front were letting us know that we're going to do we're going to go at him and we're going to get him down the second half. We're going to get back there to that pocket. And, we just had to make sure we held up in the back end to allow them to, have the second and third moves, and they did an excellent job.
Hey, Doc, how was it to see the offense? It really started to click. It seemed like they got in a rhythm, which we haven't seen so far.
Well, I mean, that's what we expect from the defense. There's too much talent over there for them to not have success. Now, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties and even in past games. We did a better job today not shooting ourselves in the foot to give those guys, the running backs and the receivers a chance to make plays down the field, and they did that. So, my hat goes off to the offensive line, what they've been able to do.
You're in a good position to judge. Do you think your defense has peaked after beating Dallas and now Boston? Do you think you peaked, or do you have improvement to go still?
Peak? Are you serious? No, come on. How are you peaking in the fifth game of the season?
Well, can you get better?
Absolutely. We have. When we look at this film, we're going to see a good at least five mistakes I can pick for myself that could have cost us. So we're making mistakes, and we're still being able to overcome those things. So there's a lot of improvement to do on this defense, and we just have to make sure we stay humble and correct those things.
Can you talk about the two special teams miscues that kind of kept the defense out there? They could have been backbreakers, but the defense kind of stood up again and again.
One of our mottos is it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter where they get the ball at, how many times we have to go back on the field. Our job remains the same, get back off the field. So we got back on the field, we got off. We had to get back on again, we got off once again. That's our job. Our job is to get off the field and give the ball back to the offense, if not on the turnover or in better field position than they had it before.
Ryan, it seems like you guys have a lot of confidence in Kyle Orton as a leader of this team. If so, what about Kyle gives you guys so much confidence?
Well, I played against him. And so I know that he's not going to turn the ball over. He's going to articulate the ball up and down the field as far as putting it where it needs to be for the receivers. And the more and more he gets comfortable with the offense, the more they'll be able to open up. And, on top of all of that, think about the receivers we have outside. Now, when they begin to click on click completely, it's going to be a lot of fun, even more fun to watch.
How high can this? Defense is playing great. You talk about the offense can get better. Defense can get better. What's the ceiling for this team?
I don't know the ceiling. And hopefully we won't find the season ceiling to the end of the season at some point. But there's a lot of improvement we need to do defensively. I'm happy. Absolutely, I'm happy with this win. But, there was some ugly football out there as far as the defense, some of the mistakes that we made.
Doc, how meaningful is it to beat a team like that the way you did a 98-yard drive on offense, shut him out in the second half, keep Brady on the sidelines during overtime? What's the significance of all that?
That's what Josh, heaps and preaches about his team, team ball. Period. Complimentary football is what he calls it. We're being able to get off the field, get the ball to the offense, the offense moving the ball, not turning the ball over, and that's what we have to do as a team. And those are the type of things that we're constantly being reminded of every day. And so that creates a stronger mind and a knowledge to know once you get in those situations what to expect. And then from there you have to stand up.
What's the feeling like when you see the Praetor's kick going through the uprights?
I mean, I had already had it in my heart that he was going to make it, so I would just anticipate my celebration. That's to be real with you.
Josh said earlier this week this was just a regular game, and then we asked him afterward, he said, I lied. How much do you think it meant to him?
I'm pretty sure it meant a lot to him. To know that, you know, he came from there, and, you know, a lot of, you know, a lot of his friends are still there, and the people, the coach, some of the people that he coached are still there. I know this is huge for him. And, you know, we went out to win this game, and we had to win it, first of all, for ourselves. But you best believe we wanted to send him off with a victory.
We saw all the motion. You know, the first game, you have that tip pass, and you have a goal line stand, and you have an angle. Not that there's, you know, you got it today, the ball, Gaffney caught off of two defenders. Not that you have a work target, as you definitely have as a team, but you sense sometimes as a player, you've been in this league a long time, when things start to roll away a little bit, when the people talk about the bounces and things like that, it kind of seems like a little bit that's happened a little bit to you guys.
Well that happens. I know you remember in preseason, we weren't getting those bounces and the turnovers weren't happening. And people are, what is up with the defense and all of that? We said that the bounces will start happening. They'll start bouncing our way. And right now, those things are happening. So we just have to make sure that we don't count on the bounces to continue to bounce our way to continue to win. But you know, when they do, we'll take them.
Between the field and the locker room, we saw your emotional reaction to winning the game. We saw Brandon Marshall. What was Josh like to hear?
You have to ask him. I'm not gonna tell on him. But he was excited.
He hugged every guy in here.
I know he hugged me. You know, more than once. So I know he was very excited. But once again, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him all to. All the crap he had to take this offseason and going into the season and all the way up into this game. You know, I'm very happy at where he has us as a team and the ball that we're playing because of him.